The Old Testament reading for the resurrection of our Lord is from Isaiah chapter 65. Behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and the sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. If in this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the firstfruits. Then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, after destroying every rule and every authority and power, for he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet, and the last enemy to be destroyed is death. This is the word of the Lord. Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise." And they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11. And to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them then. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen clothes by themselves, and he went home marveling at what had happened. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Christ, you in peace from our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And with sincerest regards to St. John Chrysostom, who I cribbed here for a sermon that still preaches. All you who love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind and strength, Come and share in his triumphal feast. All you who serve with wisdom, enter into the joy of your Lord. If any of you have given up much for the kingdom, come and receive the down payment of your hundredfold. If you have been at work from the early morning, take your seat. Your reward is made full. If you came a little later, but bore the heat of noon, with thankfulness, receive the feast. If you arrived after noon, do not waver. Come forward to the feast provided. If you delayed until 3, stop tarrying and take your place at the banquet. And if you came at the last hour, come. The Lord accepts the last first, just as surely as he gives rest to those who came first. The mercy of the Lord this day is upon all the race of mankind. To the Jew, he grants fulfillment of all that came before. To the Gentile, he says, end your days of wandering and come near. To the young man who has kept everything from the first day, and to the thief on the cross, he says, the gates of paradise are open. To the rich and to the poor together, come and see the empty tomb. To the women, see that Mary and Joanna and Mary were the first to see. As Eve was the first to fall, so also Mary was the first to see and to proclaim that he is risen. To the men who with Adam passively ate of that apple, look at Peter, who rose and ran to the tomb. To the heedless and the foolish, see what this day has done. Stop seeking living among the dead and listen to what the Lord has told you. It was necessary, and on the third day, I will rise. To the sharp and wise, marvel what has happened. None of you could have predicted this. It's something new. It's the world made new. It's no idle tale or no fevered word. He's risen. Believe. Today, the table is full. Today, the world is new. Today, rejoice. Put away the fast and the sorrow. Put away the past and any sin that still lingers. Because today, that alleluia returns. Today, let no one go away hungry. Do not just let it be on your tongue, but let today sink deep and take root in your hearts. Receive the full riches of the love of your Father. If you are poor in spirit, take heart. For today, yours is the kingdom. If you are mourning at how you have wronged your brother or weeping at how you have hurt your sister, pardon and peace have come. Do not bow your heads, but look up. Your comfort is here. If you are walking through the valley of death, or fear that specter, fear not. He's risen. The gates of brass before him burst. The iron fetters yield. Death sought to take him captive. He descended into Sheol and he started a victory parade because death bit off more than it could chew. Sin, Satan, and death thought they had won. When they received their reward, when they had laid him in that tomb, they could not touch him. And when those women came back to seal it with spices, the rock was rolled away. He was gone. He was risen. Sin was beaten and mercy given to us. Satan, who had done his mocking through humiliations by the authorities and trials, is now mocked. Satan has no weapon on us. Satan be gone. Christ is risen. And death, Satan's weapon, that weapon that swallowed us all whole and never gave any back, that great weapon over the hearts of all mankind, is broken, defeated. It's done. We can join with Job in his mockery long after this body is gone. With my own eyes, I shall see the Lord face to face. Death, where is your sting? Hell, where is your victory? Christ is risen, and you're done. Christ is risen, and your demons turn and run in fright. Christ is risen, and the vault of heaven resounds. Christ is risen, and new life reigns. Christ is risen, and the graves shall open. For Christ is the first fruits of all those who sleep. And we, who have been baptized into his death, will certainly share in his resurrection. To the Lamb, who this day sits upon the throne, be glory and honor and dominion and praise into the age of ages. Amen.